Good morning. You've been asleep for quite some time now. I heard you running through the trees and waited for you to come, but then I heard you fall. Adventurers sometimes come through these parts, but are never able to stay. I remember thinking that you were a lot more enthusiastic than the usual person. When you hit the ground, I was worried because that was the first time someone has ever fallen as a result of my music. When I saw you lying on the ground, it felt like my heart had shattered. You looked so weak. I didn't have any doubts that some of the plants along the stream were the cause. A lot of them are safe, but there are some that grow from trees that look like a safe fruit, but have evolved to draw the attention of parasites that would harm the tree. They are relatively weak to a human, but prolonged exposure can cause weakness. Usually, a dryad is able to patrol a small distance around their trees and even temporarily go too far if they need to help a man who's succumbed to the effects just outside their reach. It seems as if the planets align themselves to keep you going long enough to come by me. In reality, most forests are the safest place because of the number of monsters that inhabit it. Back in the times before the Demon Queen, these woods were known as a place where heroes would go to test their might against bloodthirsty monsters. But now, it's a place of peace and tranquility. You'd have to be really unlucky to die out here. Every living thing has a type of spirit inside them. Monsters feed off human spirit energy, but we never drain it all. There hasn't been an event where a monster killed a man by draining out his entire soul since the age of the previous demon lord. Even then, the only monsters who were capable of such a thing were succubi. Although a lot of younger succubi killed men, the older ones developed enough of a conscience to keep the man alive, and even take them home as a husband if they liked them with all their heart. Those concepts are what the current Demon Queen used to shape monsters with. So, when a human is injured in a place like this, his spirit energy starts to seep out as his soul leaves his body. Monsters have a natural guilt about their actions before they were given their current form. Some monsters that you would think to be brutal and cruel are actually really sweet as a result of the pain they felt towards their actions. Of course, some monsters don't really have that guilt, but we still have the urge to protect humans. Finding a dead human is among the worst thing a monster could have done to her. The worst is a human that won't listen to reason and winds up getting themselves killed by a monster who is just trying to defend themselves. So when I saw you on the ground, I could feel your spirit energy leaving you. When I tilted your head to look into your eyes, I could see nothing but pain and fear. I hugged you to stop your spirit energy from draining out. I hummed a gentle tune to silence the fear inside you. No, don't try to sit up. Here, I'll lift you up. Just tell me if it hurts. There, I've got you. When you fell, you hit your head pretty hard. The only reason why you didn't lose consciousness was because of the demonic energy in the fruit. The fruit makes it so humans aren't able to lose consciousness as easily, so monsters would have more time to get to them. I was so worried that you wouldn't wake up. Satyrs and dryads are amazing healers, but that doesn't mean we won't get nervous. However, there was a sign of hope, even though you probably suffered to send it. You seemed frightened. You writhed in your sleep. The first few days you slept like a rock, but then something changed. It happened suddenly when it started to rain. A few moments after I heard the sound of thunder, it started. Monsters like me are born from the forest. We can sense things inside of it. You don't have to tell me anything, but I can guess as to what your past might have been. There was talk among the Dryads about a man who didn't stop moving for 2 days straight, and behind him was a group of people that cared not of the forest. The Dryads could sense fear from that man, a fear so strong that it reminded them of animals staring a hunter in its eye before their lives are ended. Hey, don't tremble. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. Have a sip. It should take your mind off things. Easy. I know it's not normal wine, but it's still not the best thing to down that quickly. Do you feel any better? That's good. Let me stroke your hair a little. You're safe here. You don't have to worry about whatever you are running from. You don't have to thank me, darling. Helping someone like you is the right thing to do. You look slightly flushed. Are you feeling all right? Oh no. It shouldn't have happened this quickly, and I wasn't even trying to do it. Well, most monsters assault men. Some monsters force men to assault them. And then there's some that get in relationships, like humans. However, there is another tactic, seduction. Some monsters, like Lamia, seduce men to get them close before they strike. But monsters like me seduce men in order to nudge them a little. I wasn't trying to make this happen. Unless, of course, you've grown close to me subconsciously. Which would make sense, since I spent a large amount of time with you while you slept. I never left your side. Of course, a normal person would feed you, and some might even bathe you, but I was a little more intimate than that. During the day, I would sing to you whenever you started having bad dreams. Through my touch and song, you would fall into a peaceful slumber. At night, you always felt cold, so I'd hold you close to me. I'd be bare so that my heat would reach you better, and I'd pull you against my breast so I could stroke your hair and whisper to you. I thought it wouldn't matter if you didn't remember. Clearly I was wrong. It's not that I don't want you. I do. But it wouldn't be right. You just woke up after being asleep for so long. The sound of thunder brings upon dark memories that plagued your mind. You're in no shape to mate with me. But you look uncomfortable. Fine. Just let me do all of the work and try not to squirm too much. Such a cute look on your face. I love your scent. I wonder how you taste. Your chest is warm. So much warmer than the nights before. Let me hold the back of your head close to me. Do you like my horns against your forehead? Do they feel smooth? Hey, What did I say about squirming? I guess it just can't be helped. After all, with a cock as hard as that, I bet it hurts. Let me just slide your clothes off. There. Your other clothes were unsalvageable, so some of the nearby Arachne helped me make new ones in exchange for some wine. Arachne silk feels so thin that it almost feels like you're naked, right? It's hard to believe it's so durable. You don't have to worry about ripping any more clothes. I can promise you that. Anyways. Oh my. Look at that guy down there. It looks painful. Let me massage it a little for you. That's it. Moan for me. You can rest your head against me. Good boy. Just moan. Oh, you look so cute right now. The way you're gently holding onto my arm and nestling against me. You look like you've never felt this way before. Are you going to come? Okay. Come for me. That's it. Good boy. I've got you. It's okay. Such a good boy. You came so much. You taste so good, darling. You're still trembling. A person like you shouldn't be that pent up. It's almost like you've never came before. Let's get some more out of you. Would you like that? Good. Here, I'll just gently lie you down. Straddle you. Do you like my body, darling? You like the fluffy fur on my legs, don't you? It's warm, right? I'll put you in. Ah, you're inside me, darling. You look so at peace. Do I feel that good? Let me start moving, darling. You seem like you really like my fur. I love it when you gently stroke it. My warm, silky fur. All the rest of my body is starting to get a little jealous. It's okay. Oh, just keep stroking my fur. And maybe give my tail a gentle stroke, but not too much. It's really sensitive. Oh, your touch is so gentle. I'm gonna go faster. You're doing so well. I love that cute look. The way you can't make any movements because it takes so much to stop yourself from squirming. I'm gonna go a little faster. You look like you're gonna come. Oh, you don't have to hold back. Oh, I'm gonna come too. Oh, that's it. Oh, don't hold back. Oh, I can feel you twitching. Oh, I feel so good. You came so much. Oh, you're trembling even more. Let me get off you. Oh, you came so much. Let me hold you. What was that, darling? I can barely hear you because of your trembling. Order? Wait. Are you trying to say the order? Were they the ones chasing you? Oh, you poor thing. Those people. What did they do to you? It's all in the past now. You don't have to worry about them anymore. It's okay. It's okay. You can cry. Rest your head on my shoulder. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. Let me stroke your hair. Let it all out. It's okay. I love you. Good boy. Good boy. You're such a sweet boy. Here. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.